The Confederate flag, to some it represents Southern pride, and to others, racism. Arun Venkatpal asks, why is it embraced here in the Northeast, so far from the Mason-Dixon line?
Christina Hunt Wood lives in upstate New York in Delaware County. In 2015, soon after the mass shootings at a church in Charleston, she started noticing Confederate flags everywhere.
You would just find them popping up on homes around town.
Delaware County is almost entirely white. Christina is biracial, her dad's black, and to her, the flag is a symbol of hatred.
And I just felt like I was surrounded by really frightening people.
Now she's leading an effort to ban Confederate flag sales at the Delaware County Fair. But really, why is the flag popular in rural New York and many other parts of the nation? Experts trace its comeback to the 1950s and 60s, a response to desegregation. But pop culture helped too. Think of all those rebel bikers or shows like the Dukes of Hazzard. They made the Confederate flag cool. Mark Potok is an expert on the radical right and says a lot of working class whites in New York or the Midwest don't care about the Confederacy, but they see the increased emphasis on diversity, on LGBT rights and minorities.
And that somehow white people who, quote unquote, founded this nation are being forgotten.
It is being used as a stick to say, you know what? This is where we're drawing the line.
Brian Levin runs the Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism. He says white supremacists want to de-link the flag from its actual history and its ugly connotations. But Christina Hunt Wood says that shouldn't happen, and she's grateful some white neighbors are on her side. In the wake of Charlottesville, she wonders whether others will see the hatred she sees in the flag. After all, she says, they didn't in 2015, after Charleston.
That was Arun Venkatpal of member station WNYC reporting.